Well, for the rest of the week on Morning Ireland, we'll be on the road finding out how towns and cities around the country are coping with the slow emergence from COVID restrictions. But as we heard there, the renewed rise in infections is placing a strain on hospitals. This morning, we're in Drogheda at the Mill Enterprise Hub. If you put your ear right up against the radio, you can probably hear coffee being made in the background. Last night, our reporter Una Kelly asked people in the town of Drogheda for their reaction to the further partial loosening of restrictions.
To be honest, I think that the restrictions are kind of, they've always been a bit of a half measure, because a lot of people, especially what I've observed, is most of them tend not to adhere that strongly to them.
Yeah, too many people are not following the restrictions as is, so reducing the restrictions doesn't really seem to matter because no one's following them anyway.
If you went out to a bar or restaurant, for example, you'll still have to wear a mask when you're not seated. There'll be table service. You'll have to show COVID certs. What do you think about that? Are you happy about that or not?
I don't really mind. Now.
It's normality at this stage.
It's only a minor inconvenience.
Yeah. I don't really mind about wearing the masks. The COVID, I'm literally only after coming back from Liverpool at the weekend, and I had to go through immigration and the whole lot there, and I wasn't even asked for any COVID certs.
I'll be okay with everything. I think, like, you know, is that, like, we in this for 2 years now, in that stage, like, you know, I think it's finally the time for to ease up now the restrictions. And, like, you know, the companies and all the industry just suffer so much, like, you know, and they have to reopen eventually, like.
Well, personally, I'd avoid crowds, regardless of what the regulations are.
You still feel quite cautious?
Yeah, you'd have to be.
I think they're never going to let us out, to tell you the truth. They're never going to be finished. They're going to go on forever.
There won't be caps on outdoor sporting events, no limits of people to weddings or religious events.
Big deal. Big deal. I think this whole thing is a scam from day one, to be honest with you.
Do you mind me asking? You don't have to answer, but did you get vaccinated?
I did, yeah. I was coerced into it. I felt I was coerced into getting vaccinated. But I'll tell you what, I will not be getting any boosters. That's it now with the vaccinations.
Okay.
That's it now.
What do you mean you were coerced? Why do you think vaccines aren't a good idea?
Pressure. Personally, I don't believe in them. And I lived this long and I never had any need for vaccines.
I suppose fewer people are dying because more people are vaccinated, though.
But are they?
Yeah, they are. That's a fact.
Is it a fact?
I'm 20 years old.
So you've missed 2 years nearly of nightclubs?
Yeah, 2 years. Like, it didn't really do the head good, like, just in the house all the time either, like. So I think, like, getting back to some sort of normality, you know, you'd be surprised, like, I could do it. You know, people at our age, the world are good.
Hopefully he'll enjoy his weekend. Una Kelly talking to people here in Drogheda last night. Joining us now is Mark McGowan, who owns Scholars Townhouse Hotel and Peggy Moore's Pub in Drogheda. He's also the president of the Restaurant Associations of Ireland. Thanks for being with us. Let's talk about what was announced yesterday. We've already heard several calls for clarity on the programme this morning. Are you clear about what will be changing on Friday?
Yes, clarity seems to be the term is that we've been looking for the last 20 months, Rachel. So again, it's the 11th hour and we haven't received our full guidelines yet. So my business is a hotel, restaurant and bar, and the fact that we're heading into a Christmas period now, it's a critical time of year for us, and we still are unsure what's happening in terms of multiple table numbers. We know that the table numbers have gone from a 6 to a 10, but that doesn't really help in terms of multiple tables. We can already receive coach tours, believe it or not, so I can serve Christmas parties if everybody decides to say that they're part of a coach tour.
Isn't this all very complicated, though? I mean, the government would point out that they only got the advice from NPHET late on Monday evening and that really they had to move very quickly. So presumably over the coming days, you'll be able to find out more.
We're hoping that the guidelines will be given to us sooner rather than later, because there's a lot of decisions that have to be made. We have to plan rosters, we have to plan the logistics of our table plans in the restaurants, etc. So, and we may have to hire more staff as well. The fact that the COVID certs are here to stay, which I actually welcome, I think that it is an additional labour cost, but what it does is mitigate risk, and I think that's ultimately what this is all about.
As you mentioned the COVID certs, one issue that has emerged over the past few days is that too many restaurants and bars aren't asking for vaccine certs, or if they are asking, they're doing it in a kind of half-hearted way. Would you accept that that is a problem?
I'd be disappointed if it happened within my own business. I'm hoping it doesn't happen whatsoever. I'm on the ground most of the time, and most of my staff are fairly diligent in how they ask for certs.
Would you accept, though, that not everybody is diligent?
I can't answer that question. What I've heard on the ground is that the majority of people are compliant. I've been around the country myself, and most of our members have been compliant.
Would you welcome greater enforcement, though? Because, after all, that would give people more confidence.
Absolutely. I think it's very important. We have a responsibility as business owners to make sure that we follow through, make sure that all businesses are compliant, our staff are being compliant. That way we're keeping our staff safe, we're keeping customers safe, and that's the way I'm trying to run my business anyway.
Just one final question on business. Obviously, people in your own line of work, you've had a very difficult time over the past 18, 19 months. Has business now bounced back?
Business has bounced back for myself and Drogheda anyway. We've had a really good summer. Outdoor dining, everybody seemed to really take it on. Now, we did have a very good summer as well. Peggy Murrays is coming back slowly. Until the restrictions are totally eased within the likes of a pub environment and we can get that ambience back, people sitting at bar counters, that's the fabric of a pub, is that social
aspect. Do you accept,
aspect.
Though, that for now that might just be too risky?
I think if living with COVID, I think we've been so compliant. If everybody is vaccinated and the staff are doing their job at the door, well, then I think that there should be a full relaxation indoors while we're serving.
Mark McGowan, thank you very much for joining us here at the Mill.